Each little something the trees, something away she goes, something about the trees.
The trees. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Olaf.
Welcome to the C Square Podcast Show with your host Carmelo and CJ. I am your host CJ.
And this is Carmelo.
And welcome to the show. So today, before we get started on today, if you want to email in any questions, anything at all, you can email us at thecsquaredpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And send us your
questions, comments, concerns. If you need advice on your relationship or need advice on anything at all, just email us in at thecsquaredpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's thecsquared, just the letter C, squared, podcast@gmail.com. So, CJ, how's your week going so far?
I had a crazy day today.
Oh, jeez.
We were talking about it a little bit ago. Yes, we were.
And
I'm in a situation where I am stuck between a rock and a Spanish place.
Oh, gee.
I am working at a new location right now, and it's mainly Latin workers, older Latin workers.
So they don't speak much English.
Yes,
so
the ones that I find,
English is scarce.
Yes, it is. And there's a few that speak it a little. But I was placed in a position today where I had to communicate with every single person there, pretty much. And usually what I do is something that is just me. I stay to myself and I communicate with like 2 to 3 people most to help me get what I need, and that's all. But this time I was there talking and going to everyone doing the position that I usually see happen. So today I was just a little frustrated and not training in that position and just getting thrown to the wolves. I want to say it was a wake-up call, but then it's not, because, like you said, a requirement for this was not to go and purchase Rosetta Stone and learn the Spanish language.
Okay.
So I didn't think that I would have to use more than my C and no and what else do I say? Grande and how do you say medium in Spanish? Chiquito.
Google.
You see, Google. I even used Google Translate today to try and translate to one of the women, and she still didn't understand me.
Of course not.
I said, F this Google stuff, I am over it. And then the time seemed to go so slow. It usually goes fast, but today it just went extra, 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 extra Espanol slow.
Oh.
No offense to them, though, because I am half Puerto Rican and my Spanish side of the family speaks Spanish. Even my mom, she knows more than me. My little sister speaks more than me. My dad speaks it fluently. But I'm just the one that never learned it. And I know more Mandarin than I do Chinese.
Shut up.
I know more Mandarin than I do Spanish.
Shut up. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
How dare you test me.
Trust me, you don't.
So yeah, today was pretty stressful, but knowing me and knowing my stress level, which is a 0.5 out of 100, I would want to just throw books at the wall and quit.
Mm-hmm.
And
be very dramatic.
Yes, very dramatic. But no, I stuck it out. I knew I know what this is for. It's a little bit of drama. Job, so I'm like, you know what? Everything's going to come with its challenges. I just need to learn how to get over it, which I did. I went through it, but I did let them know that I didn't like what I did today, only for that simple fact. If I knew how to speak another language, it would be, I would be fine. Mm-hmm. There'll be no problem, no issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, is it wrong if I don't know? And then is it right that they know what they know and I don't know what they know? You know what I mean? Like
I mean, ultimately, that's the whole point of, that's why, you know, it's important to learn, like, especially when you come, you know, it's not to be insensitive to others, but it's important to learn English, you know, like, especially when you're here, because the majority language that everyone speaks here is English, you know, and again, not to be insensitive to others, but.
And it kind of looks like a stereotype, not for nothing, because the certain position that you do where I work is like, it's so like, oh, that's where they go. That's where they go. You go to this position. Oh, that's mainly this. When I'm like, no, it should, something's burning. Oh, your little pizza bites. Sorry, he's cooking pizza bites.
It's not burning, it's
preheating. Preheating sounds, is the cake in the oven still?
No.
Okay. So yeah, that was my day. Tomorrow, hopefully, it goes back to my norm. I'll let you guys know if that happens. But yeah, that was my day for today. And I'll wait until Carmelo comes. So how was your day, Carmelo?
My day was good. I woke up early and then I stayed. Well, I always wake up early. But I woke up and then I pretty much just kind of relaxed a little bit. I started, I put all my puzzles together. So I love, on my off time, I like to do puzzles and stuff like that.
So many puzzles. So many freaking puzzles.
So that's what I like to do sometimes on my off time. You know, it's something completely different than what I do on a regular basis. So just lets me zone out for a few hours. But so I started putting Mod Podge behind it. That's Flash sneezing, by the way. So I started putting Mod Podge behind it, which is like an adhesive to just stick it all together and make it like one big piece and that won't fall apart. So I did that. And then I just went for like a little drive. I went to Target and then I went through Bergen Line and walked around for a little bit, then ended up at Big Lots, got a few things for myself in the house. And then I came home and that's pretty much it. We were supposed to go eat at Cece's with our roommates. They went already, but we ended up not going.
Money's tight right now. That's why I'm working with my Spanish people. Mm-hmm.
So now we're just here chilling. I've been watching my same shows for the past few days because I just rewatched the whole season.
My God! Before we get into shows, we're going to be right back because we're gonna pay some bills.
Okay.
Then we'll get into the shows that we're watching because I do want to talk about one show in particular we saw last night, Pose, season mm-hmm. 2, episode 2.
Yeah.
Was so, so, so good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll be right back. Enjoy the break.
Bye.
Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use right from your phone or computer. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They also distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. I use Anchor myself. This is where I started my first podcast, and I think it's amazing. It's so dope. It's so cool. You can add background music. You can trim certain sections and just make it sound real professional. So I think you guys out there trying to start your own thing when it comes to podcasts, you should try out Anchor.
Hey guys, and we are back with the C Squared Podcast. So Up next, we are going to be reviewing some TV shows that we've been watching. And of course, we're going to start off with, of course, you know, it's Pride Month. So we're going to start off with Pose, Season 2, Episode 2. So, CJ, what are your thoughts? What'd you think?
Love it. Episode 1 was good. You had said that you didn't feel like it was enough, you know? And yeah. I feel like Episode 2 really hit it. It just made you... It left so many cliffhangers that you don't know where the season's going to go. Are they not done?
No, they're fine.
Oh, sorry. He just cooked some pizza bites and he looked really like hot. It wasn't
no, done. No. So...
Okay.
They're...
Yeah, so Episode 2 was really, really good. Mm-hmm. There was so many different, like, dramatic left turns that you did not expect. Of course, Elektra, she...
Spoiler alert.
If you have not seen it yet, we are spoiling everything.
Uh-huh.
But,
this is a full review.
Yes. So Elektra, she was really dramatic being Elektra, and you just got to know her even more. And she's back to her. Why are you smacking so loud?
Sorry.
So
it's really hot.
She went back to her like old ways of being the dramatic Elektra, mm-hmm. and she actually Shady. Started a new house, the House of Wintour
from Miss Anna Wintour.
Yes, inspired by
famous
her
editor of Vogue, iconic editor of Vogue. I'm sorry, iconic.
And just the scene of her going to like recruit all her new.
First of all, shout out to Deshaun Wesley.
Deshaun, Mr.
Deshaun,
we love you. The King
Shadow,
of Vogue.
We love you.
I love that he had that title, the King of Vogue.
Well, that's his brand. That's what it's been for a few years now. So super excited to finally see him out there. Yes. Of course, Laomi was there season one.
Mm-hmm.
She's back for season two. Laomi, mm-hmm. another super iconic for me.
The Queen of Vogue.
Laomi put Voguing on the map, especially for this generation.
Oh, yeah.
She was the one who really, really, like, when you think Vogue, you think Laomi.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think Deshaun.
Exactly.
And then everyone else follows, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure probably in the ballroom world, there's probably different orders and stuff like that. But, you know, and when you look at in entertainment, you know, it was Laomi. The Laomi Lolly. Remember that Miss Beyonce took? Not took, but I guess she borrowed, whatever you want to call it. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting into that because I am a very, very proud member of the Beehive. So thank you.
They will attack you.
Oh, no.
The Beehive will come
I'm
for you.
I'm
going to
stop there because that's it.
No, he.
But
he's
I'm very excited to see Laomi. Super excited to see Deshaun there. I hope to see some more, you know, Prince. Hopefully he could make a little scene there. Even Pony. You know, remember Vogue Evolution from season 4 of ABDC. Like, if they had a little cameo moment.
Yes.
All together and stuff. That'd be super cute. But, so what else? What else did you think about the episode? Like, what were some of your favorite moments?
Watching Deshaun Vogue stuff. Besides that, what else did I like? I liked the whole message. Like, they weren't so dramatic with things where it made you... Well, they did have moments of where you wanted to cry. But it was just... It was a good cry moment, like at the end when Blanca finally told everyone she has AIDS.
Yes.
And they all supported her.
There.
Like, it was so, so good. And Poppy, little Poppy.
Aww.
So cute. But, like, the way he supported her and, like, told her what he felt about it,
mm-hmm.
it was really touching. And then Angel, when she shut everybody up at table to listen, like...
She really is going to be a great mother.
Oof,
hopefully
she
gets the chance to show that some more.
She's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. She's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But stunning. That moment there at the dinner table, what else? Oh, my God. What's his name? I forgot. One of my favorite characters, the commentator.
Billy Porter's character.
Yes.
We're so bad. We call ourselves fans. Chop us right now.
Well, he
pray tell chop you. Woo! Save me.
He is just everything. Whoever writes the show period is amazing, but I can tell when they write his lines, Lord Jesus, they're in it because he just gives you everything. His words, his like inspiration, it just hits home regardless of you being in the ballroom scene, gay, straight, or whatever it is. He gives good, you know, memorable lines and it's really inspirational, his his character. So
I feel like he's definitely the one, him and Blanca obviously. But him, he also, like, sometimes he always brings the message back to family. He always brings the message back to, we are in this together. We have to fight together. We may battle in balls. We may do this. We may have our houses. But ultimately, we are all here together. And his message of family is one of my favorites.
I love it. Oh, my God. One of the best scenes, though, when Elektra and the House of Windsor came to the ball.
Oh, snap. That was drama. Drama.
That was, well, the first time they came, when they just stormed in, that was funny. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even get to walk. But then when they had their, what was it, the Champions Ball?
The Heroes Ball.
The Heroes Ball.
I think something like that.
Yeah. Horrible. But there we go.
Not having notes on the important things in the episode. But there you go. I know.
We're just so excited because it was so damn good. But when they stormed and they came through with their looks and their feather realness and all of that, oh my God, it was just
Miss Elektra, really, of course, coming in with that feather. Miss Candy before her with that little candy paper feather wings. Oh, that Lord,
was crazy. First of all, I looked up Candy on Instagram and stuff, and she does a lot of she talks to a lot of crowds about, like, transgender people and just the whole lesbian community and you know, different gay audiences, and she's beautiful, she's funny, she's beautiful, she's
a lot so of the characters, like, all of them.
So to see her play Candy, it's like she plays this, like, bad guy, but then it's like in real life, like, she's just, she's everything. She's, I don't want to say she's the total opposite, because she still has that sassiness to her, but it's a good sassy, you know. It's not like something you would not like.
She's not really about a bad guy.
Yeah, exactly.
She just plays one. That's good. One of my favorite, I'm a Broadway head, so one of my favorite moments was seeing Miss Patti LuPone coming out of the limousine as the,
how crazy,
the mogul, the real estate mogul in New York City that offered Blanca her storefront, and all the shadiness. So I wonder, I could see a lot of shade coming from that storyline.
From what
the son already came in and showed that he could be aggressive, so I could see them trying to trash the nail salon.
Okay, yeah.
I could see them sending people trying to trash the nail salon. I could also see that the community and the ballroom community come behind Blanca and pack out that nail salon and just have her working nonstop.
They'll throw a mini ball in there.
Yeah, doing the most. Like, they could do so much. And I do like that they went, like, and gave her, like, the business and all that stuff. So it's going to be an interesting storyline to see how that continues and goes. And then Damon and Ricky breaking up.
Lord Jesus.
That was a moment.
It was really good, though. It wasn't, like, typical boyfriend, but I'm it breaking was like, up with you.
It wasn't, but then again, it kind of was, because do you think Ricky cheated?
But I feel like it...
Do you think he cheated?
That's the thing, like, he's such a playboy, like, he has such a poker face that it's like you don't know, you know. And then
I think he did.
Maybe he didn't. Because I don't
either that, or he must have done something really, really to piss off that dancer that came into the club. Because my whole thing is, you need to be 100% on your facts to approach someone else's boyfriend or girlfriend,
like,
and be like, I slept with them. Like, you need to have, for no reason, it does not work. You need to be 100% for sure and know. Like,
and that's something we all go through as entertainers today. Like, we can relate to that story too. So I felt like it was a good general description of, like, what happened and what he went through. Because, like I said, we're dancers, but we see that story. We go through that story every single day. So it's like, you know, regardless of what scene you're in, like, us gay boys go through that, you know. And you get the shady ones that just want to show off and try and start some drama just because, or they're doing it because it's true. And, you know, and the way he came off to Damon, it was more of a sassy ass kind of attitude, not like a, I want to talk to you and let you know about your boyfriend, like, please look out, like, we did something.
Yeah, he was looking to start trouble.
Exactly. So that's the typical little club girl that we all know.
That's the messy girls that we all know and hate.
So that was
stay away from the messy girls.
Yeah. So that led to like the sad leaving of Ricky from the house. I don't know if he's actually out the house, but you did hear Poppy say he's a part of the House of Winter now.
Mm-hmm. That he's a Winter now. Uh-huh. And it's about, well, one thing I could say, Elektra is coming for everybody.
She is about to rip.
She's coming, I could somehow for everybody. See
Blanca everybody. And Candy in them, like somehow getting
working to, together, working together to take them to down. To
take them down, exactly. Or even them all for some reason, you know, coming together. Like with this whole nail salon thing, like somehow Candy and them help them saying. Out. And everyone then Elektra will be the one her. To like come at the end and like, I'm here to help too, you know?
Well, you
like,
didn't see the preview for next episode.
Oh, don't so tell me. I hate spoilers. I hate spoilers. I just watched the episode. So yeah. Ugh, I'm excited. And then we all know, we can see that Poppy and
you Angel, hate spoilers, but you're doing a spoiler cast.
Of something I saw already, but I don't like the... okay, I get what you mean. But I love how Poppy and Angel are getting closer. I think they look so cute together, even though he's a little Bruno Mars nugget and she's a Rihanna thing. Like
not a Bruno Mars nugget.
Yes. Like, he is just such the cutest little thing. He reminds me of somebody. I just do not know who. I always say it. But he's just that typical Bronx little Spanish boy that you know. That's just...
yeah, it's little Bobby.
He's like, I don't know, committed and cute and sensitive and all that. But, no, this episode was really, really good. What else? The music. I can see it getting more and more closer to, like, today's ballroom scene and today's voguing scene.
But the thing is, I do hope they do... but I understand, too, because the one thing... although I love seeing Deshawn and Laomi voguing old way, that's not what they do. I mean, that is what they do, but you see Laomi and Deshawn shine when they're voguing dramatics.
Voguing down.
Mm-hmm. And all the thing is that in the 90s... it, I guess at the point where Pose is now, I don't think it was just that at that moment. I know Allura was out doing stuff like that, which was Laomi's mother. God rest her soul.
But if you hear little hints and pieces in the show, like I heard people saying, oh, like your hands are moving faster. Da-da-da-da, like little things like that. And then they did get renewed for season 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only imagine.
Before episode 2 even premiered.
Yep. Season 3 was approved for. Mm-hmm. So you already know.
So we'll be back next year.
And hopefully
in
it's
the
like
fall, actually.
99 probably. Into 2000. Because we're already going to be in 2020. That sounds insane. Mm-hmm. But if they do the 1999 into 2000s. I think,
but that would be a really big time jump again. Like, think about it.
But we just did. What did it start with though?
It was 88, and now we're in 1990.
Okay. Also, maybe 95, 96. But still, even then, you know, it was at a different point.
But the challenging thing for that though is you have to think about the timing and everything, because Blanca's story. She just started taking her AZT meds, which is the medicine to help. To help you fight and stay healthy while you have AIDS
yeah.
and HIV and AIDS, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, you know, if there would be an effect, what would it be? You know, I don't know if a whole like another five, 6 year time jump would be great, but then again, it could be depending on how they write it. Ryan Murphy. Yeah.
He did it.
He's amazing.
Because not for nothing, you remember when we first saw season 1, you was like, the way season 1 ended, it was such a cliffhanger that it, not cliffhanger,
no,
it ended in a way that you didn't need to go back to that story. You could start fresh.
Yeah.
And it's fine, you know?
Yeah. Season 1 ended like with no cliffhangers. Every storyline that they started with, pretty much they closed it out.
Yeah.
Because I think, the reason I think they did that is because they probably were not expecting to get a season 2. So they're like, we're going to give everything all in that one season, and hopefully that's going to get us to season 2. But I love what they're going with season 2. Now that they know, and now that they have season 3, hopefully that means they're really going to start getting really creative and pushing boundaries. I just hope it doesn't have like the same effect like Empire, even like going to Ryan Murphy's work like Glee, even going to American Horror Story. Like,
I love Horror Story.
You know, Horror Story is great, but then, you know, season 1, awesome. Season 2 was great. Season 3, I think that was Freak Show.
I didn't watch Freak Show, though.
Freak Show was
I didn't watch
Roanoke. It was okay. Roanoke, But you see what I mean? Like, he has highs and lows.
Yeah.
And with this kind of thing, like, of course, it's, highs and lows are expected, but I don't know. I just hope it doesn't fall into that same thing, because it even happened in Glee. It happened in Glee. Like, season 1 and 2, I was a big Glee. Season 1 and 2 of Glee were amazing. Season 3 was like, ugh. You know, and as it started ending, it was like not as great. But anyways,
yeah,
they're up for season 3, and I really hope that they kill it. And I'm excited to see what they do with it and how they push the storylines, everyone. I really want to see how Damon progresses. You know, season episode 1 and 2 didn't focus too much on him besides his breakup and Ricky coming back.
Yeah.
I
hope they show more of, like, they get more into the battles of it, because that's a big thing. Well, for me, watching it and being, like, a fan of voguing and everything, like, I would love to see them, like, battling. Well, that's when I feel like I would want to see now more of the voguing categories of, like, you know, they have New Way, Old Way, Dramatics, Vogue Femme, all those things, like, come into picture. And, like, I would love to see that, and just people going crazy from the moves of dance. Yeah. But always with dance, I noticed,
like, I really want to see on Pose Laomi doing a dramatic, crazy spin into a dip.
I know.
One of her iconic spins.
Like, her and Deshawn just together battling or something. Boom.
It needs to be on at least one episode of Pose. Even one. To.
Even if the it's the world, trailer of season 3, I would
the
get
world
so
needs
hyped.
To see Laomi do the spin into a dip. And she'll do them in 1,300 different ways, okay?
The Wonder Woman turn into
Wonder
the
Woman, best go. Oh, my goodness. No, no, no. It's a dip.
A dip. No, but
there's no.
Yes. I learned.
Double check.
Amaka Yala.
She's been on Instagram going off saying that it's only called a dip, and that's what everyone's been saying. It's called a dip.
No, not it's a shablam.
Not a Amaka Yala. No, none of that stuff.
They never
I'm
said
telling you.
I'm telling you. They told me themselves when I worked with Vogue Evolution.
Okay.
So Malachi would
I'm saying,
tell
but
me,
check it now because
I'm
you know things change.
I'm going to tell you the difference, though. A dip is not one of those woof, like what people call shablam. A dip is a dip down to the floor. Not that hard. It can be smooth, soft, all of that. A Amaka Yala is literally a dramatic dip. A boom to the floor. So if that's not the term, then let me know, please. Because I don't want to say the wrong thing. Because that's what I was taught from them, you know. But I do know a dip is
in 2009,
a
he was taught
it's not
that.
A, I want to see you, 5,000.
Shablam for me.
Shablam
for me.
Shablam or...
Oh, that was shady. I'm sorry. Todrick, I love you. I love you, Todrick.
But, so yeah, those are our thoughts on season 2, episode 2 of Pose. Anything else you want to say about it?
No, I think that covers it. Like I said, I'm excited for Blanca's storyline as a businesswoman. Angel becoming more, you know, run being a model.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That's gonna be exciting. You know, of course, the girls are gonna be trying to expose people. Oh, the first thing we did not talk about though is how Elektra's new profession is being a dominatrix. Lord Jesus,
that ponytail though was everything. She looked like the only Mortal Kombat character.
Speaking of Mortal Kombat, you know Sindel's coming out as a playable character.
Gosh, I kind of so got excited. Out of it. I mean, that I do have games that I like, but Mortal Kombat's good. I'm not deading it, but imagine they added. I'm so stupid. Imagine they added Laomi as a character.
My goodness,
Laomi.
What would be her fatality? She'd probably dip on top of you and squish you.
No, she'll spin 3,000 times and your body would just shed away. Mm-hmm. And then she'll jump high in the air and just whack on top of you and your
right
body
on your bones.
Fatality. Oh my God. But my goodness. Guys, if you have any questions, any insight, any info you would like to share with us on Pose, we would like to open that conversation up and talk about it some more. So please email us in at thecsquared podcast@gmail.com, and we look forward to hearing from you. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys in a few. Okay, so there's so much. Hold on. Enrique Iglesias is on the TV.
Oh, Mr. Iglesias, shout out.
Wait, he's still on.
Oh, still on. Turn off the TV.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, he's loud. I do not want to hear another voice in the background. So, a lot has been going on, and I'm really, really excited to talk about
there?
It all.
Okay, yes, good.
There is. I have a few topics for today. We have some stuff under music. We have a few things under film. Majority of it is related to music, I feel, but it kind of all mixes in.
Okay.
So one of the first things I do want to talk about is Halloween 2. They're shooting part 2. It shoots this fall for a 2020 release.
I've heard, you're the second person I've heard talk about this, but I haven't even seen anything about it online.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is returning.
Which for me is crazy because I think I specifically remember her saying in her Entertainment Weekly interview, I think, I could be wrong, please let me know if I'm wrong, that she was, that, you know, like, this was it. She was done, like, it was her homage to the character and to all the years.
I liked the new one that came out. I think it was really, really good.
I didn't see it. Well, obviously, I didn't see it. I do not enjoy scary movies whatsoever, so.
I am a horror
fiend.
Those
are not my thing.
For those of you who didn't know, I love horror.
I like musicals and Disney and action and comedy and everything except horror.
But yeah. Well, keeping on the horror topic and... they did have a movie to this, but Goosebumps, the famous Goosebumps from when we were kids,
the book series,
yes, the book series, the TV series,
and then the movie.
Stein, and then the movie is now becoming a play in California.
Really?
So I've seen a lot of casting pictures and different promotional ads going up for it so people can audition. So I think that's pretty cool. I would like
that's
to see
cool.
that live.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. I would be interested to see on the... Now, is it a play? Is it a musical? Like, do we know? Because there's a difference, so...
I mean, I'm sure they're going to add music into it somehow.
Well, no, because, again, if it's a play, there's not really that much music in a play, usually.
Oh,
you're like,
right.
You know, right. Is it going to be, like, a musical? Or, like, what's it going to be exactly?
Well, I know Backstage Magazine has been posting it up lately, trying to get people to... go out and audition for that. So I think that's exciting. Do you have a favorite episode of Goosebumps?
No, because again, I did not, even as a child, I did not like scary things. And even though Goosebumps wasn't that scary, it was just not what I was interested in. So,
well, this sounded, I mean,
I didn't watch the only show, the only episode I know really is the episode with the famous doll.
Which one? Oh, yeah. the puppet.
The puppet
thing. Yeah, the talking.
That doll. One, yeah. And then I saw the movie. I saw the movie with Jack Black, the first one. I know there's a part two. I didn't see part two of the movie, but I did see part one. I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was super cute.
Mm-hmm.
It came out with Nickelodeon, so I thought they did a great job with that. But
yes.
Yeah, I don't really know Goosebumps like that or these horror things. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's for Goosebumps. And now, also, I'm reading up now. I wrote it down because I wanted to talk about it. But they're making a Space Jam 2.
Oh, yes. I'm excited for this. Even though I don't know much about sports.
July 16th.
Excuse me. I'm excited. So, from what I hear, it's going to be starring LeBron James. Yep. He's going to be the main, the star. He's going to be like the Michael Jordan. I wonder if Michael Jordan's going to make a cameo.
He has to. If he doesn't,
I think that'd be super cool.
Like at the end even or something.
And then I know that there was talks about Steph Curry from the Warriors to make an appearance or to be in the movie, but he already he just confirmed that it's not happening because of his scheduling conflicting.
Wait, who you said?
Steph Curry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at he's in the list right now. Like, there's a few people that they have lined up after LeBron, like Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, but it would only make sense.
Michael Jordan.
It would only make sense. Either Michael Jordan or LeBron James, or Steph Curry. Like, those are the biggest prominent names in, I mean, for me anyways, I don't even know anything about sports, let alone basketball, but I know those names.
Yeah, the only sport
I know those names more dance. Than I know Durant or these other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess that's super all cute. In movie news this week. Okay. If there's anything else.
Well, no. Did you see the release of the Lion King trailer with Beyonce singing "Can You Feel the Love Tonight"?
I only heard.
First of all, if I was Donald Glover, if I was Childish Gambino, all his names that he goes by, the intimidation of having to sing that kind of a ballad.
Did you like
with
it,
Beyonce? Oh, I can't wait.
Did you hear it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Oh, yes. It was the smallest snippet. Like, it's the smallest snippet.
It's the smallest snippet.
And it's just, the thing is, there's no music behind it. It's just their voices. It's very light music behind it. But I love the riffs that Beyonce's doing and the differences that she's doing.
Yeah, she gleed it up.
And it does sound good with, again, with Donald Glover there. So I'm super excited. The movie looks absolutely amazing. That
I heard it remixes into "This There Was is a America. Moment." I'm just kidding.
Shut up. There was a moment in the movie, in the trailer, where it shows Simba and Nala like just sitting there lying together, and it was absolutely beautiful. Like, I cannot wait. It's a month away. I'm gonna be there midnight release. Like, I can't wait. Beyonce, Beehive, I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm not a Disney or cartoon fan, even though this is a live action, right?
Yes, this is live action. Same people that did The Jungle Book.
And they also said that they're doing a live action Hercules, I heard.
Oh, first of all, if they do a live action Hercules, Amber Riley for the Muse, the little, you know, y'all know which one I'm talking about. Oh, my God. So freaking good.
Wait, who had said that? We heard it.
Oh, that was Kid Fury from The Reed. They had said that, and I agree with him 100%. Like,
yeah,
Amber Riley for the one of the Muses, 100%. I wonder who. I mean, you don't know the movie, so you wouldn't know. But who do you think could be the Muses? So the Muses are.
I remember the Muses.
Yeah, they're the ones that
girls. That yes, go off.
The African American girls that are in. You know,
Fantasia should be one with Amber.
Okay, so. Amber, I don't know about Fantasia. I feel like that's going to be tough. But I definitely say Amber.
Look-wise, but not singer-wise, I think Ciara could be a Muse. I could see her with
Ciara
could
probably be a Muse, yeah. Ciara, I could see that. Jennifer Hudson could definitely be a Muse.
They better not put Tinashe in it.
She already killed Rent. Like, she already killed Rent for me. She better stay her ass away. Rent is my number one favorite musical, and she ruined that. Thank you.
She did.
Because my favorite song in the entire thing, besides Will I, is Without You, which is all her character singing. And
I told you about my story. It was not when that I saw good. Her, right? In the street in Manhattan.
Oh,
I was walking behind her. And it looked just like her. And I saw her with this leather jacket on. It was like 2 in the morning in Manhattan. I was going home. Ooh. And I'm like,
what you doing at 2 in the morning in my hand?
What? I was probably clubbing. And what you call it? She was in front of me walking. And I wanted to like say Tinashe, but I was too shy. So I was like, T.
Well, that's why she shaded you. You over there.
She started walking faster, and when she got to the corner, I passed her, and then I looked back at her, and she looked like at me afterwards, and like crossed the street. But she was alone. She looked like she just came from.
Well, yeah, because you come off like a creep. I would look at you too. I would look at you too. I would look at you sideways too.
But that's
over here creeping.
No, it's not. This was at her peak, walking in Manhattan. She could at least just turn around. Like, once she was somewhere in the mountain, not even at the top.
But
anyways,
yeah. All right, so that's good news in movies mm-hmm. and you know plays coming out. Mm-hmm, also, mm-hmm. in TV, supposedly the Oprah Show is coming back.
I don't believe this.
I mean, after hearing her say what she does miss about the show is like having it during times of important moments
in history.
Yeah, like the election and I forgot what else she had said, but you know, I understand. She should just do a special then, because she did say she doesn't want to do it all the time though. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe she would just have her show come back for special different things. I think so. She's God. She can do it. I mean, why not? But she has her own damn and put it on her channel.
Yeah, true.
She has her own channel. Why not? Mm-hmm. I'm sure she gets bored. We're all human.
Well, mm-hmm. that's cool. So a little bit of politics. Just today, Bernie Sanders made headlines saying that he wants to cancel. He pretty much is trying to lay out a plan that would literally erase $1.6 trillion in student debt.
How are you going to do that?
Let's see what he says.
I mean, right. That will help everybody. I don't have debt.
He says, Bernie Sanders says he has a plan to cancel all student debt. It's a hefty claim that I'm reading off of the Shade Room website. It's a hefty claim, but presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders says he can erase everyone's student loan debt with his plan. So what would it take to erase $1.6 trillion, yes, that's trillion with a T, dollars in student debt that is owed by more than 40 million Americans? According to Bernie Sanders, taxing Wall Street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bernie said that his plan will entail taxing Wall Street transactions such as stock and bond trades, according to CBS News. He's quoted saying all Americans will get the college education or job training they need while having all student debt forgiven, Bernie tweeted. We bailed out Wall Street in 2008. It's time to tax Wall Street's greed to help the American people. Lord.
The Sanders.
That's a big claim. That's a big claim. Erasing student debt. Another one. We don't have student debt like that, but I have one of my bestest friends in the world, Miss Solis. You know, she went and got her master's. She went all the way. And even Mama Kathy, her daughter Amanda, they're, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars in debt now because they went all the way for their master's degrees. You know, but they got that higher education, but it came at a very high cost because now they're having to make payments on their student loans and trying to find ways to get, you know, to get some leeway on their student loans. So if this is possible, I think that'd be absolutely amazing for a lot of people. Good luck. Make sure everyone goes out and votes in 2020. Do not wait. Do not be silent. Don't let people sit there and tell you your vote doesn't count.
Don't
let them tell you that it doesn't matter or whatever the case may be. Like, go out there and vote. That's the only way to make your voice heard. You have to vote.
Make your voice
heard. But anyways, moving on. So what else, CJ? What are we talking about? What's next?
So let's get into some music.
All right.
So Danity Kane released a new single called Neon Lights.
No, they did not.
On iTunes right now. I heard it this morning.
You're lying.
Nope, it's $1.29. It's 3 minutes and 21 seconds right now. And they all have like low Caesars that are colored. And
oh no.
Yeah.
Let me see. So, I don't believe you. I do not believe it. Oh. Well, you know, Nicki Minaj's Megatron came out.
Hold on, let's not get into that yet. Let's not get into that.
That's my mother effing jam right now.
So, I mean, yeah,
I'd be blasting that in the core right now. Just so
I hear that song remixed with the beat that it's sampled from.
The original, yes. So good.
What is it? The It's Like You Love Me. Yes, I do love this song. I think it's dope. It's going to be a party anthem. Go on iTunes.
I am.
Are you spelling it right?
Shawn Mendes, BTS.
But yeah, it's called Neon Lights. It's like a pop song. It's not. It's
so Danity Kane. Who's in there?
We have Shannon, D Woods. We have Shannon, Dawn, and Kim Kardashian, aka Aubrey.
I see. Okay, let's listen to this a little bit.
I think you'll like it. It's real, like, not Rhythm of Love, not as poppy as that, mm-hmm. but it has like a cool little thing to it.
It's very short.
Okay, yeah, we can't play too much of it because we don't own no rights
to that sound. It's okay, it's kind of cute. I mean, I have to listen to more of it, but...
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You could probably tell, I don't know, Dawn maybe wrote most of it or all of it. I don't understand what they're doing. Like, the other day I was in my head, I was like, what if D Woods and Andrea wrote them in a text message and said... You know how you guys perform, and it's like Danity Kane, then D Woods, then they're Dumb Blonde, whatever they are. Like, could they just somehow all come back together? Because that was when they were at their best to me, when it was all five of them.
Of course. But I don't think it's possible.
Because then D Woods can still perform with her group after, like, there's three different groups, and then Drea, you know, she could probably be lead for Danity now. And, like, you know, she has her thing there, but I feel like. You know, they just need to get over differences and work together. I don't know what's the problem of them not working together. Maybe money. You know, that is a big factor. But
I'm sure money, clout, following, all that stuff. I'm sure it's a combination of things.
Because D Woods went back to backup dancing. She was on the Soul Train show on BET, the story about Soul Train. And she was dancing background for Teddy Riley. She has this little girl group she's with, but they like rap.
D Woods. Let's check if there's anything current on YouTube from her.
Well, the last time I checked on YouTube, she has like 4,000 views on a video that was posted 4 months ago. So I'm guessing she got 1,000 views each month. I was doing the math.
Jesus, here you go. You are going in.
I don't know. D Woods just needs to stop being in the woods and come out and be
Project Girl Club.
Project
5 months ago.
Bad Girls Club. It's pretty much what they are. They did a song. It's like a Christmas video thing where they're like Santa Claus
stealing stuff. Don put up an interview, says a week ago, stating that feels great to have Danity Kane back.
It is not Danity Kane. It is Danity 3.
D3.
Yes. So they need to stop.
That's Destiny's Child, so you better stop.
Moving on from Destiny's Child.
It's just shady.
In more music news, well, this is going to also be my... We're going to give our shout-outs of the week. So we get one a week.
Okay.
So my shout-out is to... Our daughter, Miss Idalis Christian, who is on the Free Spirit World Tour for Khalid.
So proud of you, Mama.
It started June 20th, and they started in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I know the next show is in Los Angeles on the 25th.
I texted her and told her that she needs to figure out a way for us to get tickets because you know she's going to Madison Square Garden.
Yep, they're going to Madison Square Garden.
You got to figure out how we can get tickets. Let us know. Even if we got to pay for them, just let us know just to make sure we actually get tickets.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We have to go see you, my daughter. Yeah. I love you.
Like, I never, you know, knew Khalid for having dancers and performance, but... After watching Coachella and, you know, just watching him now since she started dancing for him, I think it's amazing. I'm so freaking excited. I love her. She's my favorite dancer in the world.
Absolutely.
Go follow her at Idalis Christian.
She's everything.
She is the world. The BET Awards just passed. And not for nothing, it was actually a good show. I didn't watch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But from what I did see, I feel like it's the first good BET show in years.
I haven't seen it in years, so I wouldn't know, but...
Yeah, I used to not look forward to it. Well, I used to look forward to it, and then as it got more and more whack, I just gave up on it. But this past year...
The last good BET Awards I remember was when Monique came out with her intro with all the plus-size girls
doing...
That
used to be good, exactly.
That was the best.
That was the best one.
But From the BET Awards, I did see Cardi B's performance. Shout out to Cardi and the entire team. Absolutely amazing.
Mr. Offset on.
Yes, going off.
They went off. Eating. His outfit. He looked amazing. He was dancing. Oh, and then Cardi was dancing. I don't know if it was supposed to be purposely off with the kick that she did at a certain point in the routine.
Yeah.
But
she was so good.
It was really, really good. I enjoyed
it. So good.
And then
Lizzo, of course.
Lizzo and her, it looked like she had the same outfit from Britney Spears with when they did the VMA entrance to like a Virgin with Madonna, with her and Christina when they did the famous kiss. She stole that outfit from Britney and Christina, put it together, and made one. So and Lizzo was twerking her ass.
Going to the off.
Audience, and oh, she's so dope. She's unique. She raps, she sings, she's a
love
poet.
Her. She's love Lizzo. Lizzo is everything.
She's changing the game right now.
Her performance of Juice is still one of my favorites. Got me so hype.
Wait, Liv, Juice?
That's the name of the song. That's the where she performed at
the MTV?
Yes, at the MTV Awards.
That was
good.
So shout out to good. Lizzo.
Yeah, shout
and
out
Cardi B for killing it.
Killing the BET Awards. I don't know anyone else.
I didn't see anything else. I heard little snippets of like other things, but I just I wasn't that interested.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Anything else.
I know nothing.
Yep. So on to some TV shows we have. Well, one TV show in particular, Drag Race All Stars.
Oh, there's some tea.
Are coming back. So there's an account on YouTube called Drag Exclusive, and they put up a video saying All Stars 5 confirmed cast update. Now, the reason why they think these are the confirmed cast members is because everyone seems to cancel or their
social media accounts.
Social media accounts or their June gigs. People have people replacing them already for their gigs. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you who they are. And you tell me if you think it's a good lineup. So first up, we have Miss Shea Coulee.
Yes, I give Shea Coulee. Yes, absolutely love her. Now, I love Shea Coulee. She killed it in the final episode, but then she was a little bit underwhelming, and I say that with love, at the live finale. That's the one when Sasha Velour won after pulling her wig off and the rose petals coming out. So, okay. Yeah. So, Shea Coulee, absolutely, yes, love, go.
Good. And this is also, they said the list is kind of like new versus old. So, these are the new people. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Miss Cracker.
Yes, love Miss Cracker. I used to watch her a review with a Jew. She kind of fell off, which made me kind of fall off, and then I just kind of stopped altogether and everything. But I did love her. All Stars. Okay.
Do they do Snatch Game?
No, yes, they do Snatch Game.
That's the best thing to create their own show.
Miss Cracker, I don't know if she will go that far in All Stars, though. I mean, you never know. She's had a little bit of time off.
I feel like
Shea
Coulee would go far.
Shea Coulee, absolutely. She's coming.
Might even take it, I feel.
Shea is coming for the girls. Mm-hmm.
Don't you wish they made Snatch Game a show? Just a show?
Oh, my goodness. They probably will soon.
That would be so funny. Okay, next up we have Blair Sinclair.
Blair Sinclair, I do declare.
I wasn't a fan of her, so. That's
yeah, I wasn't that the biggest fan of hers.
She's going home early. They need a few to send them home quick.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess it's for Blair Sinclair. All right.
All right. So next up, we have Mayhem Miller.
Mayhem Miller.
I see. I mean, I can see her, but
I wasn't really blown away with her, especially like everyone made such a big deal that she finally made it onto the show because so many people, like she was the only one in California that hadn't made it. And then when she did, it was, you know, it wasn't always the best, and I don't think she really got to showcase everything. So, I don't know. I don't know if All Stars. I wouldn't consider her all. I mean, they're all stars because they all went through it, I guess. But I don't know if I would really consider her like an all star. Like All Stars are the Miss Congenialities, the ones that came in, like, you know, the top five, top six, top seven, or like those random gems that kind of went home really, really early.
Yeah.
You know, like you just never know. But I guess she's one of those people that you consider. But for me, not so much. But that doesn't mean I don't love her. I just, you know, she's not one of my favorite queens.
Okay. Then next up, we have Miss Christina Spears, Derek Berry.
Oh, boo.
It's getting more into like the old ones.
Womp, womp.
So,
that's a boot for me. Yeah, that's a boot for me. Next.
Mariah Balenciaga.
She's one that came and is, you know, really after Drag Race. You know, she was on a very early season. But I think now with social media and doing the boot, the tooting and booting and stuff like that, like, she's making herself known again.
That's the one that
looked
like a man, right?
Kind of. Huh?
No, sorry. We're having side talk.
Yeah, we got side conversation. No. Mariah Balenciaga, she's the one that did Joan Crawford for her Snatch Game all those seasons ago.
She looked like a man.
Mm-hmm. But now she's super beat. She doesn't ever look like a man ever again. She looks amazing now.
He kind of looked like Blackula to me on the season.
Oh, snaps. Hateful.
You know who Blackula is.
Hateful. Okay.
Next, we have Angina.
Angina. Season one. I love a season one queen. One queen I would love to see is Miss Rebecca Glasscock. I fucking love her.
You always say that
I know
name.
Because she's from season one.
Oh my god,
I love her. But okay, yes, Angina, definitely an all-star.
And then one, hello.
Flash, oh. Relax.
Why are you barking, Flash? Do you guys want to join? Are you shy? We're talking about Drag Race. Supposedly, these are the confirmed All-Star.
The All-Star 5.
Coming back.
For what? Season 1?
All-Stars season 4 or 5?
Season 5. All-Stars 5. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they said this one, she was on All-Stars 1, but Jujubee, she was on season 2 and All-Stars 1. They said she might.
Well, yeah, since they did Manila and Latrice came back, I could see them doing that again for some of those season one queens.
Yeah.
All stars one queens. Jujubee, absolutely. She's definitely an all star. She'll probably win.
And then next up is Miss Alexa Mateo.
Oh, girl. Bam. Get the hell out of here.
Bam, baby.
Bam. Nah, yeah, all star, definitely.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could see her.
Ooh,
yeah.
I don't like this picture of her. Next, they have India Farah from season 3.
India Farah, that's the one that lifted up the other girl during the lip sync.
She needs to lift herself out of this.
Yeah, so, not another one. She's like a Mayhem Miller, like a okay. Next. Yeah.
So those are all the confirmed, unofficially confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Cast members for season 5 All-Stars of Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a pretty good cast. I can't wait to see what they do, but yeah. Sounds pretty decent.
I mean, I stopped watching like that since, what season was it? Not this last one. Not the last one before. The one before that.
No, it was this season that you stopped watching because you watched
the
other
one. What was
the
last one?
It was now season 11. You watched season 10.
Who was on that one?
Season 10 was Aquaria.
Oh yeah, so I did see that one. That mm-hmm. was the last good one that I saw that I like. Yes. Well, keeping it in the gay topic, the latex ball just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was alright. I watched the Butch Queen Vogue femme. Horrible.
I saw a really cool clip online about it.
I was excited because Laomi was there and Deshawn was there.
Yes, the queens. The queens of the queens.
What you call it?
The real king and queen of voguing, for real.
Yeah. Just knowing them and...
Name the cast.
Okay. Hold on. We're going back to Drag Race.
Yes, really. We're going back.
We have Chino here and Joe over there. So, first we have Shea Coulee. What do you think?
Okay, I can see that.
Shea Coulee.
You have Miss Cracker.
Miss Cracker.
The All-Stars 5. Season 5. Yeah, supposedly they're confirmed because, like, they shut off all their social media and they started booking, like, canceling their book jobs in June. And, like, mid-June to film in L.A. And some of them are, like, in L.A. So they're, like, mm-hmm. they're guessing they're filming.
Yeah.
Blair St. Clair.
I don't know her.
Over. No. Yeah. Blair St. Clair. Yeah, no one knows her.
Maya Miller.
Nah. Another one. Mm.
Derek Barry.
Boo. That's a boot. Yeah, because I think it's a boot. I think Miss Derek Barry's a boot.
Yeah, they'll use them just for that.
About the boot.
Some old season queens. They have Mariah Balenciaga.
Season 2 or 3, I believe.
Blackula. Angina.
Season 1.
Vagina. Jujubee.
Season 3?
Season 2.
Two.
Damn, that's mad early. And All
Stars. And All Stars 1.
Alexis Mateo.
Season 3.
And All Stars Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then India Farah.
Yeah.
This picture.
Boom.
Makeup. This one. That's it. Yeah, that's all.
I think India will go home first.
I think Shea Coulee is going to win if she's on it. It just
No, I think it's going to go to Jujubee. There
Juju hasn't.
No,
her drag isn't like.
Yes, it's to gone Shea, up.
What she's gonna give now?
I'm sure. But the thing is, you have to remember, it's not just that. It's not just the looks that they're gonna give. It's a little bit everything, and Juju is everything.
Was the last winner black?
Who was the? Yeah, Evie Oddly.
So Jujubee's gonna get.
Yeah, and she'd be the first like. She'd be the first Asian American.
TV is racist. Down. Did you guys see the latex? Any latex balls thingies on YouTube?
Yeah, the latex clips.
Which one did you see? Because
I saw one. The boy doing five back handsprings.
Jabari, that's the tall black one.
That's the bald black one.
Oh.
Oh no!
I went to high school. We were in the band together. I actually was really good.
Go off.
Yeah, it's band. Oh, the little boy.
Yeah.
Doing yes. that. He's really good now. He's really good.
Yeah, that was super good.
Honey LaBeija, he ate. Really good too, that's the only good one in the Vogue family.
No, there was one. There was a boy that literally.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You tried that.
Yeah.
Go off. Love that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There was one with this boy that did like five back handsprings and then went into a dip and then did a what's that called? A dive roll over the person that was voguing. He was down duck
that's
walking.
That's the honey
LaBeija
one.
Oh, are you okay. sure?
Yeah, cuz I remember he did backflips and then he went over.
Let me see. Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was super good.
Let me see.
I'm surprised Kevin wasn't there. This, yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. The one that be like, ah, 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 when they're voguing, the commentator.
I love him.
It was Precious, the other big boy. He was there commentating. Did you guys hear Danny Kane's new song, Neon Lights?
Oh yes, they have a new song. Oh, CJ, come
on, Caesars,
come.
Who's this?
So you can see, quickly. You have to see them.
Oh, it's oh no, not this one. Oh, he's so good.
Yes.
Stewie Stewart that she said she was in New Jerry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Hmm.
Ooh. Yeah. Going from long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took my class once and tried to shave me.
Yeah.
I was like, little boy, you are in my class. Go sit down.
Yes, the one in the back though. Eating.
Why do you do that? Yeah. Oof.
Ah.
Yeah, I see it. He tossed right. Shoot.
Woo! Eating.
Okay, bitch. Yeah.
They both ended really strong, though.
That was a good battle.
That was a good battle.
Oh, who's gonna win? I don't know who's gonna take it. He's gonna take it.
Of course he's gonna take it. That moment, hell yeah.
And he looks, oh, he's like, I'm experienced, girl. Mm-hmm. You just coming up.
I did that with ease, bitch.
The other boy look tired. Look at Precious.
Shady.
That's his name. He calls himself Precious. He looked just like her.
So yes, the late sex ball was had its moments. You saw Deshaun's battle?
No.
He won against Star.
Yeah.
And he won.
That's all right.
But, yeah.
You saw him in Pose?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I got so excited. Deshaun mm-hmm. in Pose. I loved it. Shadow, the king of Vogue. Loved it. And keeping it on the gay topic, this weekend is...
It's Pride.
Pride. Low it down, my love. It's a low sign. Down.
Living.
This past
living.
Weekend was Pride in Canada. And
no, this weekend is the World Pride.
No, this past weekend.
Oh, this past weekend, yes, was the Bronx Pride.
And then when's the other ones? When was no, Queens the and Brooklyn?
Yes.
Oh, Miami.
Come on, Miami.
Queens was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, Queens is usually the first one.
What was the other one that
passed? The Queens show out in Queens first.
LA Pride passed as well, right?
Yes.
That was a few days ago.
That was a few weeks ago.
Weeks ago, I guess. And then this weekend is the biggest one of all.
It's World Pride. World Pride.
So the opening of World Pride starts Saturday. And our good friend Joe is performing in it.
Yes, go Joe.
Alongside with, who's going to be there? Billy Porter, Chaka Khan is going to be there.
Oh, Miss Chaka.
Chaka. Chaka Khan, Ciara.
Okay, level up.
Pablo, I'm just kidding.
Pablo, I hate you.
Who else?
Sorry, guys. I'm watching the Aladdin trailer really fast with Miss Beyonce singing. Sister Act is
gonna be there. Whoopi Goldberg.
Hateful.
And hopefully us watching.
Right.
Our good boy Joe go off on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And Megatron will be there.
Oh, hateful.
Nikki Fafage. Okay. All right, guys. Well, that's gonna conclude this episode.
That's it? That's all we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll talk more later.
Alrighty.
Alright, guys.
Alrighty, guys. Talk to you later.
This is the C-Square Podcast. Once again, if you want to email in at thecsquarepodcast@gmail.com, let us know your... What is it?
Comments, thoughts, and concerns.
Yes. Have a good night. Don't drink too much. I will. Good night.
Bye.